Christy said, as Katie patted her still red face dry with one of the soft yellow hand towels.
So many things that happened in high school and at the beginning of college seemed traumatic and irreversible, as if they were the most intense things in life. But now they seem like a bunch of uniquely crafted experiences that God used to make me depend more on Him.
What a nice-sounding, spiritually mature thing to say. Katie neatly folded the towel and returned it to the rack where it belonged, even though it now had a slight green tinge in the center of it.
Are you making fun of me?
Katie grinned at Christy.
Always. You're just trying to find ways to get in trouble tonight.
Yes, I am. How am I doing so far? Don't answer that. I already know. If I'd been serious about wreaking havoc with the universe, I would have kissed Rick good and mushy right on the lips before he left.
Christy tilted her head and gave Katie a sympathetic look.
You guys are still in the total abstinence zone, I take it?
We're not just in the abstinence zone, we're planted there. Permanently, I think. Eternally. I predict that I will be 98 years old and still waiting for Rick to decide he is ready to kiss me. All I can say is that by that time, his big kiss better be really good, or I'm definitely going to break up with the guy.
Katie noted that Christy hid a smile by looking down.
Don't you even start with me about the blessed bliss of waiting, Katie put her hands on her hips.
Waiting has its definite benefits. Love is patient.
So tell me something. Katie leaned against the edge of the bathroom sink.
How do you know? How do I know what?
How do you know when you're really in love? Or maybe I should ask, how or when do you know you're with the guy you're going to be with forever?
Christy plunged her hands into the front pocket of Todd's sweatshirt. Her expression softened.
It takes time, Katie.
I know. And then what?
Christy laughed.
Time, as in, it helps if you at least try having a little patience.
Yeah, well, patience is a... Katie counted on her fingers. Patience is an 8-letter word, and I make it a practice not to use 8-letter words whenever possible.
Christy counted on her fingers.
Possible is an 8-letter word, too. Possible is a good word. With God, anything is possible.
Possible, yes. I couldn't agree with you more. My question is when. When do you know? How long does it take?
It's not like there's a chart and you can check off.